Jeremy Thompson was released from the hospital this morning. He's doing very well. We went through all the testing yesterday and had a chance to visit with Jeremy, and he will have pretty much a full recovery. It was a scary situation for everybody, and we're just glad that he's going to be okay. That's to be determined. I mean, he has his strength level is not 100%, and I mean he's going to have some soreness and some things he needs to deal with here in the near future. The results of the test said no serious injury, but still, I mean, he has to go through the process of medication, rehab, and then there'll be some more testing down the road. Well, I mean, just like any injuries that we talk about, I mean, those specifics are really for Jeremy or any player to talk to you about. I mean, I feel like I've addressed it, but in respect to the specific of every injury, it is specific to the individual. So, but he definitely has a history with stingers, and this is a positive day. I mean, you never want to see anybody in that position. And to see one of your players taken off the field yesterday was definitely a very, very nervous time for all of us. Chad was limited. Could have probably did more, but I feel very good the way he came out of the week. Today, the way he responded to his work yesterday was definitely a positive. So, we'll see how the next 50 hours goes, but. He looks like he has a chance to be ready to go. Feel better about him today than I did 2 days ago. Went through the jog-through segments, so yes. Well, I take that back. He had some team reps with it. Yes, he did. Well, TJ Lang is obviously going through the medical process, and if he's cleared by the medical staff, then TJ will. I mean, if TJ's ready to go, he'll be the next available. I think Brino and Allen have both been training and have had good weeks of practice, so we'll determine that here in the next couple of days. I think it helps there, and I think it helps any of our guys if they have the ability to stay in one position. But, we've shown in the past we work different combinations throughout the week. Darren still has the ability to bounce out the left tackle if needed. But, our priority and options are something, frankly, that are part of game plan. But we feel like we have the needed reps and the availability of a number of different people if we have to go that route. Well, Alan Barber had the ankle injury. I thought he had a little bit of a setback there, but he's come back quickly, and he's doing a good job of practice. I mean, he's a tough, athletic, gifted young man. It's just the development as an offensive lineman. I think he's definitely fighting and has a lot of desire to get back on the field. But I'm very pleased with the work he's been giving us. I think Mark's ready for that. I mean, that's the outlook going into Monday night's game. We're gonna head down that path. But Mark's a veteran that's played a lot of football, and he's come back from major injuries in the past, and he's done a very good job of communicating with the coaches and the medical staff. So we'll follow his lead. But we feel like we've prepared him now with the plan that we've had him on since he came back, and we feel that he'll have an opportunity to play in the whole game Monday night. Oh, I don't know about every game. Yeah, a lot of film. Oh, I don't recall that. I do recall the game, and I do recall seeing Aaron playing in the game more in the form of cut-ups than actual the flow of the game. So I couldn't tell you, you know, how his series went, but I do recall the game once again more on the cut-ups that we watched of the players. I'm sorry. We worked Obi today. I mean, I think Obi's been doing a great job. We believe in trying to develop our younger players. We're drafting development, you know, philosophy, and he's done an excellent job. But that's definitely something we'll consider over the next 2 days. But I think he's been doing a heck of a job.